Welcome back to the 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going to Dallas, Texas, and we're going to speak with an amazing actor. His name is Nicholas Andrew Rice. He is an actor and he is an author. He's written a book and he's also written a screenplay. He's done a lot of commercials, a lot of local stuff, and I'm curious to find out why is he staying in Dallas and not going to New York and not going to Los Angeles? Most likely because you can afford a house and have a family and have a life. But why don't we just get Nicholas on the phone and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go. Yeah.
This is Nick.
Hey, Nicholas, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
Great. So are you in Dallas, Texas right now?
Technically, I'm in Grapevine, Texas, but it's in the DFW area.
No, I used to live in Aldine, but it was Houston, Texas. That's where I grew up.
Yeah, it's pretty much how we explain it here. Anytime I go on any kind of casting call, it's always Dallas, Texas.
I'm like, well, it is 45 minutes away, but it's so flat here. You can see downtown as far as the eye can see, not like Austin where it's real hilly.
Exactly.
Curious to know why you stayed in Dallas this for your acting career. Why didn't you go to New York or Los Angeles? And my guess is because you can afford a house and have a family and have a life in the meantime.
That was a big thing, but I've actually decided to put the family on hold. And I did have plans to move out to LA as of the fall, which is what we call episodic season, but COVID happened, and so I stayed put.
Well, it's kind of coming back. Production is happening. So I've been submitting for some of the extra work. And before you get to the set, so like I worked on the Kalinske method the other day, and I had to take 3 COVID tests, and they pay you $100 for each test. So by the time I even got on set, I was up $300.
There you go. Hey.
Yeah, you get $178 for the day, you wear a suit, they pay you $18, and there's meal penalties. And I was like, I just made $500 just being an extra.
Maybe that's why they're all casting just extra roles, and then they're going to pick their elite out of that. I don't know.
Plus, nobody can go register for Central, so only the people that are there can keep working. The only reason I go on a set is so I can get my microphone and interview some of the people, but you can't do it because it's social distancing, you got to wear a mask. But it was really fun watching Michael Douglas work, thinking, wait a minute, he's screwing up just like everybody else.
Yeah, I love seeing the humanness of everybody who's star, because you're like, okay, if they can do it, I definitely can do it.
Exactly. Yeah, I was on the set of Mr. Mayor the other day with Ted Danson. Same thing. He's screwing his lines up like everyone else. I'm like, oh, wait, it could be that guy. It could be this guy. It's like 90% of us can do this.
Absolutely.
So what made you want to get into the acting business?
Honestly, brother, it was a drastic change of career. I used to be a musician. I did a lot of traveling, played at a lot of churches. I felt the call and the pull into the entertainment industry. I made the switch, and man, I'm not looking back. It's freaking awesome.
So you haven't been married 3 times and have 3 or 4 kids from different wives?
No, man. I've never been married. I don't have any kids, so I don't have anything tying me down. I'm able to come and go as I choose.
That hasn't been my experience. When I was 18, I went to the border to come to California, and they said, have you been married, divorced, and had 2 kids yet? I go, no. They go, well, you're not getting out, because that's what everybody does. So I'm getting my 2 kids out of there and coming to LA, but a 1-bedroom condo is $1 million. So it's like, what, are you going to live in your car? So they're 35 now. They got no ex-wives, no kids, but it's hard to make a living.
It really is. And I was actually trying to save up money before I went out there in August, and I got the money that I needed. It couldn't happen because of all the lockdowns.
So your dad is a pastor, and it's the Ranch Cowboy Country Church. I'm picturing they're showing up for service on their horse, and they're going in, no wine here, we're going to have whiskey with the communion.
You have no idea how accurate that is. When it's a cowboy church, brother, they go all out cowboy. They even have an arena at their church. Like, they hold rodeos.
That's what you do in Texas. I've been to many a rodeos. Yeah, I remember I used to go to where they filmed Urban Cowboy. It was a place called Circle 8, and we would go there and we'd watch people ride the bulls, and I was sitting on this little fence that people could open, and my friend's like, hey, you want to try some skull, brother? I'm like, really? So I put it under my lip, and I started to get dizzy, and someone opened that fence. I fell off. I just went, okay, no more skull. But you got to be cool. You got to have that ring in your back pocket where that skull used to be.
Exactly. My wallet. I got a square. Oh, that's all it is for me.
So I was wondering, you're there in Texas, but you have representation in LA, Atlanta, Chicago, and Florida. What is all that about?
Well, it's just being represented in multiple markets. Like, I've had a couple auditions for Chicago Fire with my agent in Chicago, and then I just got signed on with my LA agent. Been working on her for about 3 years. And then, of course, I have my local agent here. I get most of my work from them. I get auditions from all of my agents, depending on the protocol. But most of it, you know, just auditions from them right now. I haven't booked anything outside Texas. But they definitely send me a lot of auditions to go through, which is really good because it helps me get my face out there and get familiar with those casting directors in those areas.
On that movie Chosen, is that you on the poster?
No. That's the guy who plays Peter, played by a guy. I think he's from Israel. So they went all authentic on the Chosen, and I was just featured in the first episode. I worked a lot on the whole first season, but I wasn't anything but background. And so I got featured on the first episode, and then after that, I just kind of went back for a paycheck. But the director for that TV show is really cool. He knows all the extras by name. And and you don't see that a lot. And so it was a good set to be on.
I see that you wrote a book and you wrote a screenplay. Now, did you do this before COVID, or did you take advantage of the downtime and do it during COVID?
Kind of both. So the book I've been writing for about 5 years, kind of off and on. Because of COVID, I was actually able to sit down and finish it. Then I got hooked up with a publisher who published a book for me for next to nothing, which was amazing. And then the screenplay, that started, like the thought of it started last year, but me actually sitting down and starting to write it happened during the lockdown.
Is that the Preemptive Strike one?
That is. It's called Preemptive Strike Beyond Sight. You search it on YouTube, you can find the trailer, just Preemptive Strike trailer or official trailer, and it'll pop right up. It's getting nothing but amazing feedback from everybody who watches the trailer and kind of reads the synopsis. We've got a production company that's on board for shooting it. They've got connection with some movie investors. And then I've got the script into the hands of a local A-list actor here in Texas. He actually happens to be my acting coach, so I kind of had an in there. So I was really, really pleased with that. And he said that he can't read it until he studies for his next episode on The Resident, because he's currently a recurring role on The Resident, and he's the main character's dad. And then he said after he studies for that next episode, he'll get on our script. According to my co-writer, she said that he's pretty on board, so we're just kind of waiting for him to actually drop the bomb and say, yeah, I'll commit.
And there's a part in there for Nicholas Andrew Rice, too, right?
Oh, gosh, I wrote it, man. Yeah, I will be the lead. I'm the lead, yeah.
So you can actually go to his YouTube page, Nicholas Andrew Rice, and it's going to start playing as soon as you get there. It's a good trailer. So that's you in the trailer?
That is me, yeah. I'm the main lead in that trailer. And then, of course, the guy that I'm fighting, his name is Wrangler Hicks. That is his real name, kid you not. And he's a great fighter. He's actually a professional MMA UFC fighter. He's had about 6 sanctioned fights, and dude is a beast. And he's actually the one who trained me.
You're in pretty good shape yourself.
I appreciate that, man. I do work out 6 days a week, so I try to keep...
That's it?
Yeah, that's all. So 6 days a week, 3 hours a day, no big deal.
I do like 20 minutes a day, but I just started, but sometimes you're like, oh my God, my muscles hurt. Should I work out the next day? I'm like, no, maybe I should take a rest.
I'm all about it. If I feel that soreness, I'm like, I'm getting to the gym. It's an addiction at this point. If I don't go to the gym, I get the shape. It's one of those things where your body gets so addicted to the chemicals that your body releases whenever you work out that if you don't go for a day, you actually start to feel some withdrawal symptoms. It's kind of funny.
So the Preemptive Strike is the style of boxing, and because I noticed you were using your legs too. Was it kickboxing?
It's actually MMA, so mixed martial arts. It wasn't in an octagon, but MMA and UFC can be fought not only in the octagon, but also in a regular ring. But the facilities that we were using, that's actually an MMA facility, and that was their ring. They let us use all that facility for free.
Kind of reminded me of The Matrix. You know, you were like, why is everything so slow? Wow, I might as well just take advantage. Boom, boom, boom.
And we were trying not to give it away, but we wanted to just to kind of give everybody a taste, you know, because that's a very small fraction of the movie, very small.
Because it makes you so curious, like, why is that happening? Is it a secret power? Is it a universal thing? You're like, now I have to see the movie.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly what it's meant to do, man. Give it a little bit of taste. You got to come back for more.
So what did you do to get into the Screen Actors Guild?
Currently, I'm SAG eligible. And so actually, that trailer is what made me eligible. I'm one of those guys, like, if I can't get where I need to get off of someone else's authority, like if I'm going on auditions and I'm getting these callbacks, but am I actually not getting the role? And these are the things that are going to make me SAG eligible. I did a SAG film last year, but it was what we call ultra low budget. And so those actually don't qualify you for SAG eligibility. And I was very disappointed to hear that. But I was like, how can I get my SAG eligibility without having to rely on somebody else? So I had this movie idea, and it was technically supposed to be a short film, but we're like, hey, let's just make this the trailer for the movie. And I was still able to make it a SAG trailer. So the voiceover work is SAG, and that's what gave me my SAG eligibility. I don't have to go SAG yet because obviously I live in Texas. It's an at-will to work state. And so we don't have to worry about that here yet until I've actually worked 30 days on a SAG film set.
So do you get acting roles based on being a local hire?
Especially because of COVID. They're actually hiring more for local hire, unless it's an A-list actor. They're going to focus more on local hire than anything else just because of all the different quarantine protocols that they have to go through whenever they're bringing somebody in. So yeah, there's a new TV show shooting in town called Walker. It's a reboot of Walker, Texas Ranger. Shooting that in Austin, I've already had 2 auditions with them, so I'm really happy about that. And I know it sounds weird, like you've had auditions, but you didn't get the role, but if they keep sending you auditions, that means they like you.
Eventually, they're going to hire you for sure. I remember Jay Leno did a joke. He's like going, how long can Chuck Norris still do Texas Walker Ranger? They need to change it. Here's your Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, I'm glad they're rebooting it. I really like that series, but hopefully they'll do it justice.
So your Hero Garage Door commercial, because I noticed they made a film in Dallas, but it looks like it was for the Houston market. So is that called like a regional commercial?
It was
the client, like the advertising slash production company, is based out of DFW, and I've actually got a really good personal relationship with them. They had other people cast for that specific commercial, but they bailed on them at the last minute. So the production company called me. They called me last minute. They're like, hey, can you do this? I'm like, yeah, bro, just tell me when and where. And it turned out really well, man. That last minute head whip that I did, that was all me. They didn't tell me to do that. I was like, how can I look aggravated? I was trying to make it comedic as well. And so that just kind of came out whenever I did the whole head drop. It was a lot of fun.
Wow. So do you have an obsession with Hugh Jackman and Wolverine?
Well, I've been told that I resemble Hugh Jackman when I'm dressed as Wolverine. I have his facial features and all that other good stuff. I have been trying to push myself out there as, hey, I would love to be the next Wolverine. I'm tagging Hugh Jackman and Sony on everything, and nothing really came about. I even made a little fan film last year, Wolverine versus the Jedi. It didn't turn out near as good as I wanted it to. I had such a better vision for it. My director of photography and my sound guy, all that stuff, it just didn't turn out the way I did. We didn't get the angles I wanted. I was injured for that shoot. We should have postponed it. And so it was just a little bit of a debacle, but I'm happy we got it up. It didn't go viral the way I wanted it to, but it was a fun experience. It was a learning experience. It was good.
Yeah, it was really great. I enjoyed it. I'm just looking at your Instagram pictures. You're just like, you're pumped.
Well, I try to be.
Of course, the Instagram, they get all the good pictures. When I'm not pumped, I'm not taking pictures and putting it on Instagram. So it's always right after the workout where I'm nice pumped and my veins are popping. You got to create an image for yourself. The movie that I just did, I think I have a screenshot of it on my Instagram, and it's me kind of kneeling down and I'm basically in my underwear. That one, I was flexing to the max in that photo. Like, that whole scene, my whole body flexed because I wanted to come off a good image, like a fit image, even though I was about to die a horrible death.
So your future plans, let's say COVID's over, you're thinking about possibly coming to Los Angeles and trying it out here, or what's your plan?
I would love to be able to break the mold. I know the mold is you have to move to LA, you have to move to New York, and you have to try whatever you can do. And I'm all for that. But I would love to be a local Texas actor who is able to, because I have connections with people at the airport, so I can get on a plane and be out there within 24 hours. So I would love to stay here and break that mold. But if it requires me to move out there, I'm absolutely
more than willing to move out
there and make it a life. But I got so much invested in my movie. Like, my future plans are get this movie out there. I'm 98% sure that it'll do as good or better than The Avengers. I know that's lofty and a high goal, but I believe that it will do that good. And then within the next 5 years, I already have that one out and doing well, and then start working on the sequel. The sequel is actually going to be way bigger than the first one. So
that's right. Do your own thing. I mean, that's the 5 years of your life right there.
Exactly.
If this is the only thing people know me for, I'm cool with that.
So where would be the best place to find more information about you online?
NicholasAndrewWrights.com. And then, of course, I'm on all the social media platforms as well. You can find me by searching my full name on IMDb, find all of my cinematography. And then if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, it's at @TheNicholasRice. Then if you want to go to TikTok or YouTube, those are both Nicholas Andrew Rice.
Wow, you're doing TikTok. That's pretty brave. That's great.
I mostly do fitness stuff, cinematography stuff. All of my training that I'm doing for this film when it comes to UFC training, that's basically what my whole TikTok is about. Honestly, I've been able to gain a following quicker on TikTok than any other platform.
Wow, that's awesome. I was going to try it one time. I'm like, oh my God, I can't do everything. It's too much.
It's a lot.
But whenever I do TikTok, I always make it go to my Instagram stories too. And so that way it kind of keeps my Instagram going if I don't do a post that day. So it kind of knocks two birds out with one stone.
Great. So young film actor coming up today, what advice would you have for them?
Definitely the same advice
that Jenna Fisher gives everybody in her book, and that is to not quit. This is not something you try out for 2 years and then you stop. You have to be in this for the long haul. Not only that, but you don't have to just go on auditions. You can write your own stuff. Learn how to write. Learn how to shoot it yourself. M. Night Shyamalan, he shot his first movie in his living room. I know it was probably terrible, but he started somewhere. And so just my film last year, when it comes to the Wolverine versus Jedi, that was my first big film, and it did not turn out great. But my second film did. And so you kind of have to snowball your way into it. You just have a mindset of, yeah, I'm going to face a lot of rejection, but that's okay. You're going to go on a lot of auditions before you land those, but you will land roles. You have to be that kind of actor and actress or performer who is dependable, someone who is easy to work with, someone who takes direction well. Those are the main three that I've gotten from every job that I've gone to, and that's what they all appreciate the most.
Awesome. Well, wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
My book is
called Overcoming the Silent Pride Within. You can find it on Amazon. And follow me on all my social media. Reach out.
Perfect. I appreciate you being a guest on my show. All right. Let's give it up for Nicholas Andrew Rice. You can find him on Instagram at The Nicholas Rice. He also wrote a book that equips you with social skills that are essential in building both personal and professional relationships on Amazon. It's called Overcoming the Silent Pride Within, Dare to Compare. Season 5, Season of the Woman. Nicholas was my gift to you. Ladies, I'm Johnny Keith, your host for Actors2020Podcast.com. Be sure to leave us a review wherever you're listening. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.